بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. Towards the end of this chapter now, which was regard to photography, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, قال الله تعالى, Allah ta'ala says, which is a hadith of Qudsi, that it is the words of Allah ta'ala and they are related by Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذَهَبَ يَخْلُقُ كَخَلْقِهِ. Who can make more zulam, oppression, than that person who wants to create like what I create? Allah is the sole creator, and somebody wants to copy Allah Ta'ala. Just like pride is only allowed for Allah Ta'ala. And when a person becomes proud, it's like it is said, he's pulling at the sheet of Allah Ta'ala, which is on Allah. In other words, it's an exclusive property of Allah Ta'ala, and somebody wants to take that. So creation is the sole property of Allah Ta'ala. And anyone who goes in that direction is a greatest oppressor. فَيَخْلُقُ ذَرَّةً. And if that person feels he can create, let him create one atom. Scientists believe that matter cannot be created and matter cannot be destroyed. They can't create, they only use it for other purposes again and change its properties, etc. But to create an atom, or أَوْ لَيَخْلُقُ حَبَّةً, or they must create one seed, grain seed, أو لا يخلقوا شعيرة, or let them make one barley seed. It's just one thing, one drop of water ask them to make. Ask them to make one grain of rice that nobody can make. That is only Allah Ta'ala's creation. When they can't do this, where are they going to create? Today they're talking of cloning a human being, etc., or an animal. This they will not be, they cannot do. It is all stunts from their side, but this is only the sole property of Allah Ta'ala to create. To manufacture is something else. To create from non-existence into existence, that is only the work of Allah Ta'ala. Such an action is oppression, because the attribute of Allah Ta'ala is being assigned to the creation, to anyone besides Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala tells them to create a minute thing, like an atom or a seed, or as a form of rebuke and to prove their inability. Like we say, tell somebody that do this if you can. You are rebuking that person. You know you can't do this if you can. This was also a miraculous prophecy of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because man will never be able to produce any such object despite his sophistication in science and progress in technology. This hadith clearly explains the reason why picture making is forbidden. One of the reasons why picture making is forbidden is that creating and forming of living beings is amongst the special qualities of Allah Ta'ala, and none may compete with him in it. By forming a picture, a person is practically showing that he is a partner with Allah. In other words, he's making shirk, and therefore it is called the worst oppression. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, هُوَ اللَّهُ الْخَالِقُ الْبَارِئُ الْمُصَوِّرُ. He is Allah, the only creator, the perfect maker, the fashioner. We also learn from the hadith that the greater the degree of resemblance between the image and the actual creation of Allah Ta'ala, the greater the degree of prohibition, because the extent of challenging and attempting to resemble Allah Ta'ala is greater when the image is closer to the original. This means, like when a person, an artist draws, he will never be able to draw the thing exactly as it is. But when you take a photo, then you have captured that thing exactly as it is. So therefore, taking a photo is more prohibited than an artist's impression of something. A photograph resembles the original to a greater degree than a hand-drawn image. Hence, the former is prohibited to a greater degree. وعن أبي طلحة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لا تدخل الملائكة بيتا فيه كلب ولا سورة. Hazrat Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the malaika, the angels of rahmat, of mercy, do not enter a house in which there is a dog or in which there is a falter. At one place, there was on a Sunday morning, one lady who was in Sakarat, on the throes of death, and one person, a good friend of ours, he used to go and help out. He used to do quite a bit of community work. It was a very rainy, gloomy Sunday morning. They contacted him and he went there. And he tried everything, but the poor lady was just suffering and she in Sakarat. Then he thought there must be something that is preventing her mort. He looked under the bed, there was a puppy. When he took the, as soon as they took the puppy out of the room, his ruh with the, her ruh got kabas. So these things, pictures, and these little dogs, dolls, teddy bears, all these things, they prevent the malaika of rahmat to enter, as we read in the next hadith also. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال وعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جبريل أن يأتيه. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam promised Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam that I will be coming to you. In other words, an appointment that I will be coming to see you. Faratha alayhi. And then he delayed. He did not arrive. Hatta shtadda ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And then Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam became anxious that he said he'll be coming and he hasn't come. What is the matter? فَخَرَجَ Then Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam left the house. فَلَقِيَهُ جِبْرَيْلِ فَشَكَى إِلَيْهِ Then he met Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam outside the house. And then he complained to him, you said you'll be coming and you did not come on that time. فقال إنا لا ندخل بيتا فيه كلب ولا سورة. He said, we do not enter a house in which there may be a dog or in which there may be a fauta. And ulama have explained that the fauta, if it is displayed, if it is kept covered, like in the passport, in the ID card, etc., and that also out of necessity, then it is that inshallah that won't prevent the malaika from entering. But especially photos which are displayed, as in Fazail-e Amal, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, that perhaps one person in the whole household has displayed one photo, and the whole household gets deprived of the farishtas of Rahmat. And we need the farishtas of Rahmat at all times. They are there to protect us, they are there to guide us, etc. But by having these photos, etc., then we are preventing them from coming to us. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to stay away from this guna and all gunas, and perhaps all of us have made mistakes in regard to this. And especially now, we're taking photos, becoming so easy on the cell phone, where a person gets involved very easily. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to stay away from this. And it has become such that right in front of the Kaaba Sharif, people are taking photos. Right in front of the Rauza-e Mubarak, people are taking photos, either selfies or taking the photo of one another. This is a major sin, and may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and guide us and help us to stay away from all sins.